Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us on WHB and on 38 The Spot. It's Monday, November 20th, 2017. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. Today on the show, we'll talk to Mark Boerichter. We'll talk to Herm Edwards. We'll talk to Jeff Penner, who has had it. And we may even open up the phone line to take some phone calls from Chiefs fans in the 8 o'clock and or 9 o'clock hours. We were some post-game from the Chiefs' loss to the Giants yesterday, 12-9 in overtime. One of the worst Chiefs losses that anyone will remember in recent history. Maybe the worst loss of the Andy Reid era. Right up there with going on the road and losing to a winless Oakland Raiders team a couple of years ago on Thursday Night Football. They've had some bad home losses, but coming out of a bye week, already having lost three of their last four against a New York Giants team that has been terrible, that only has two wins now, that is probably going to fire their head coach, that had just given up 82 points the last two games to the Rams and the 49ers. They just gave up 82 points the last two games to the Rams and 49ers. Yet yesterday, I felt like people were still trying to blame the defense. Was the pass rush good enough? No, because they didn't touch Eli Manning hit all day long. But my God, people, the Giants, it took them almost five quarters to score 12 points. And if your offense isn't good enough to put up 10 points in regulation against a team that only has one win, that gave up 82 points the previous 2 weeks, and you're coming out of a bye week, you better point at yourself if you're the offense. And you better sure as hell point the finger at Alex Smith, because I'm done with it. I've had it. I had it 2 weeks ago when Jeff Jadea sat here, and I told you that I'm pretty much done with the rest of the regular season because nothing good can come of it. They're favored to win every game. The only thing that could happen is bad. And we can see them fall apart the way they did against the New York Giants. So what? They're going to win the division still because the rest of the division sucks. All right? Oh, the Raiders are going to beat the Patriots in Mexico? No, they're not, because they suck. Sorry, Jake. Denver sucks. It's a bad division. The Chiefs haven't won. I don't even know what the number is they need to get to. Whatever it is they're going to get to, they're going to get to it. They have a Buffalo Bills team. Well, the Giants were in disarray, but Buffalo said, hold my beer, and started a quarterback that threw five interceptions in the first half and benched Tyrod Taylor, who, with a minimum of 1,000 career passing attempts, has, I think, the best interception ratio in recent NFL history. Maybe all of NFL history. I don't know. But they benched him for a guy that threw five picks in the first half, so that was great. And so we'll see the Buffalo Bills march into town. And the Chiefs will probably win that game next week and probably look really, really good. And that will mean nothing. That will mean zero. Because here we are, like I told you 2 weeks ago, here we are on a collision course to getting their asses handed to them in the divisional round. And for all of us, the next two, what happened? I don't understand. Why can't they beat the team with a better quarterback? I don't get it. We keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. Why won't it work? How come this doesn't work? How come they can't win the playoffs with Alex Smith at quarterback? I don't know. Well, they figured it out last year when they spent two first-round picks on Patrick Mahomes the second. Why did they do that? Why do you think they did that? Because they realized what the ceiling was. Now, granted, Alex Smith did win the five-week MVP. He is the five-week most valuable player. No doubt about it. He got it. He won it. Nobody could take that trophy away from him. All right? That'll be up there at Arrowhead Drive. It'll be up there in the practice facility. Right when you walk in and see the Lombardi Trophy from 100 years ago, you'll see the five-week MVP for Alex Smith. So everyone that's backing him and that wants to keep him in the lineup, you can all just hold hands and sing kumbaya about having the five-week MVP. All right? Then yesterday I got to hear, oh, this wind. Oh, you can't expect a guy to throw downfield in the wind. And then all of a sudden, Eli Manning miraculously in overtime taking chances, trying to win the game, throws the ball, and the Giants send the Chiefs home with a loss. Well, Alex Smith is checking down on third down in overtime. Overtime. Trying to preserve the tie? Or what? I don't know what the hell that's about. If there's ever a time to take chances, it's in overtime on third down when you're probably not going to get the ball back because you've taken your sweet-ass time trying to just tiptoe down the field. Give me a real Super Bowl contender right now that doesn't have a franchise quarterback. Is anyone paying attention to what Philadelphia did? They started their rookie quarterback, and he took his lumps. How's that working out right now? Jared Goff last year, he started his rookie year. He got some playing time under his belt. How's that looking right now? Who are the two real Super Bowl contenders in the AFC? Shocker! Tom Brady and Ben Roethlisberger. So we can sit here. Well, he's going to turn it around, and he doesn't turn the ball over, except sometimes in big games he does. But he doesn't turn the ball over, and they're going to win, rack up a bunch of wins in the regular season, and then get to the playoffs, and it'll be the same old story. Same thing. Or, and they're not going to do it. They'll never do it. I mean, can we all agree that Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback of the future? Can we agree on that? All right? And so whatever happens, it can only benefit him to get some playing time this year for next year. It can only benefit him. And if you say, well, how do you know that Patrick Mahomes, I mean, you could have, they gave up 2 first-round draft picks for him. He better be. They think he is. Or you don't give up 2 first-round picks for him. You don't do it. You don't do it. If they really thought Alex Smith was the guy, they would have spent that first-round pick on another receiver or a linebacker or a safety or something else that would have helped Alex Smith this year. Instead, they spent a first-round pick this year and next year for the guy to come in and do the job that Alex Smith can't. And that's the bottom line. Because they did it. I didn't trade for Patrick Mahomes. They did. And the message was loud and clear. Now they came out of the gate, and Alex Smith played way above his head. And of course, we're all loving it. Fool's gold. Wasn't going to last. Didn't last. Now, I'm not interested in anything that happens now until the end of the year. Again, they'll be favored in every game. So if they beat Buffalo by 3 touchdowns, is it all fixed? Have you seen Buffalo? Did you see what San Diego did against them? They put up 50 on Buffalo. That means nothing. It means nothing. What I can tell you is, number 1 seed, gone. Number 2 seed, gone. Done. So you're guaranteed of having to go to New England or to Pittsburgh in the divisional round. Now, what do you think is going to happen there? I've been as optimistic as any Chiefs fan in this freaking city for years and years and years because I'm stupid. What do you think is going to happen in the divisional round? I get it. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the ride. 2 weeks ago, I was told, enjoy the ride. How was the ride yesterday? Was that fun? Was that a fun ride? That ride sucks. This city deserves better. This fan base deserves better. They've lost 4 of their last 5. They're not a Super Bowl contender. Stop it. Stop. Everyone stop. Alex Smith is not an elite franchise quarterback. Just stop it. Everyone stop. All right? And the problems go deeper than Alex Smith. The highly paid offensive line, draft picks, and contracts, they get their ass kicked every week. They can't run the ball. They cannot run the ball. Kareem Hunt's good, but he can't do much when he gets hit in the backfield. The receivers aren't good enough. The pass rush is embarrassing. They can't lay a hand on the quarterback. Every week, they cannot lay a hand on the quarterback. Outside of Marcus Peters, the corners are terrible. They're terrible. Phillip Gaines has been masquerading as a defensive back in the NFL, and I don't know how he keeps getting put on the field in key situations. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I'm not a football coach. But it seems to me the evaluation process would lead the Chiefs coaches to believe that he needs to be on the bench. Please tell me what anyone sees that would suggest that Phillip Gaines is a starting NFL quarterback or a backup NFL cornerback, an NFL cornerback, a cornerback, anything. So that's where I'm at. They're not going to make a change at quarterback. They're going to stick with Alex Smith, and they're going to win games down the stretch. They'll win more than they lose. And they'll set themselves up for a first-round home game in the playoffs against an overmatched opponent, and they'll probably win it. And then they'll get to the divisional round and lose to the better quarterback and lose to the better team. If you're good with that, then okay. Ignore the rant, because that's where this is headed. That's fine. If you want them to be bold and to take a chance and start the clock and do the right thing and get Mahomes some playing time, welcome aboard. Get on the bandwagon. Because every game that they don't play him, that they don't start getting him ready for next year, just wasting time. Just wasting time. Wasting time on the bench. Because we know what the ceiling is with the way this team is right now. Elite quarterbacks, do we know if Mahomes is an elite quarterback? No. He could be a bust. He could be. I don't want him to be, but he could be. But they gave up two first-round picks for him. They eliminated the chance, their best chance, to put as much talent around this quarterback as possible this year because they believed in Mahomes and because they thought they needed a change in quarterback. And are we all on board that should happen next year? Well, then start getting them ready now. Because if not, you're just running in motion. You're just pounding your head up against the wall over and over. Is this ever going to stop hurting? Is this ever going to stop? I don't know. Keep doing the same thing over and over again. That's the definition of insanity. I'm glad I told you I wasn't getting upset, Jake.
Yeah. The first thing he said, you know what? I'm not going to get upset about this.
Let me close this segment on a positive note. Congratulations to the Missouri Tigers for winning on the road against Vanderbilt and becoming bowl eligible. And congratulations to Kansas State for winning on the road against Oklahoma State and becoming bowl eligible. And to give football fans in this area something fun to watch and something to cheer about. We'll get to Kansas and Oklahoma and Baker Mayfield here in a little bit. I can tell you this, right before the show, Nate refused to shake my hand. And it pissed me off. And I'm going to shake my junk at him in the commercial break. We'll be back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the show. This is the Border Patrol. And look, I'm good. Let me tell you something, I'm good. Don't worry about me. Because again, let me just tell you this. Based on what happened with Missouri basketball in Utah, which is it's just one game, non-con game, but clearly Michael Porter Jr. still not playing, and you add in the impending departure of all the Royals free agents, and then you mix in what the Chiefs have done, and again, this is no knee-jerk reaction to what I saw Sunday. They've lost 4 of 5. And the offense has been bad for about a month. So this has been building. So, and then you add that in. Can you imagine me 2 months ago saying in November, thank goodness for Mizzou football for giving me something to hold on to? Could you imagine? I mean, really, can you imagine? Sports. Sports, ladies and gentlemen. And so now, Nate, who looked like he wanted to get in his car and drive right back home in the middle of that rant, I've apparently chased Mark Boerichter away from appearing on the show. That's fine. Make sure Herm's good. I didn't scream at him.
Nah, Herm's good.
Nate Buchady.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm a little, I have trepidation this morning.
That rant started.
Tread lightly.
That rant started 20 minutes before the show. I had, let me tell you something. This is
the audience of one.
I had Jake cornered. Very uncomfortably.
No, I was comfortable.
In that control room.
I was comfortable.
I said, here, let me just go ahead. And I just walked in here. I said, yes. Here we go. Let me tell you. Let me get some things off my chest. And he was like so caught up. Like, why, you know.
I was like, hold on. Let me right. throw my feet up and grab my coffee.
He's having coffee.
And, go.
He's going to go. He's like, sip coffee.
And go.
and another thing. And then it went into Mizzou football.
Okay.
Then it went into the KU Oklahoma thing and went all the way around. Hey, by the way, you know, I met John Stockton last night and ended with a positive note. So all things come together. Nate Buchady, your thoughts?
I don't know. I'm kind of afraid to say any of my thoughts right now. I don't want to get shouted out of the studio at 6:25.
I'm not going to shout at you.
Not yet.
I told him, so I'm not going to shout at you.
Yes.
So I know your opinion differs, but I'm not going to shout at you.
No, look.
I had to get that out.
Look, I don't.
I had to let the monster go.
up against the wall. Oh, God.
Nate was lying down on the ground.
I'm sorry. I thought the Raiders were going to win. I'm sorry.
They just added to it. You know, they just added to it.
Hey, you know, Alex Smith's still the second highest rated quarterback in the league.
See, look for the overall numbers.
Let's go ahead and tell you. The moral of the story is, even if it helps the Chiefs, don't ever root for the Raiders, because that's what you get.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. That's how they treat you.
Fair enough.
Right?
I like the fact that even when I made that prediction, I was like, well, you know, their secondary is pretty brutal. Jake's right. And you're still picking them?
Right.
I'm like,
that didn't turn out to be the case. As Brandon Crooks was just running wide open all over the field. Nailed it.
You wanted it. Dad.
I did. I was wishful thinking. But I was, you know, thinking the Chiefs were going to win and be in this. Anyway, before I say anything about Alex Smith, you know, it's possible that they don't keep winning games even against this brutal schedule.
Yeah. Yes.
So
yes.
So I mean, if your scenario of wanting to see Patrick Mahomes play, like you said, we all know that Andy Reid's not going to bench the quarterback right now.
Nope. Not this year.
I would, you know, at risk of getting punched in the face right now, I would tend to agree with him at this point. I wouldn't bench the starting quarterback on a team that's leading its division and all that. I think you'd have a tough time selling it to the locker room and all that. But that set that aside for a second. If they keep losing games, you might have a different scenario on your hands. And the Bills were terrible this weekend, but they're probably going to go back to Tyrod Taylor.
Why?
Would it stun any of us?
What makes you say that?
I don't know. Five picks later, you know, they're a mess. The Bills are a mess, and the Chiefs obviously should beat them, but they should have beaten a terrible Giants team that was a mess, too, coming off a bye week for the Chiefs and all
that. That's what scares me. They're a mess, and that scares me. That's a perfect recipe for what...
It looked like two bad football teams yesterday.
Yeah, it was. It was a horrible game to watch.
Hard to watch.
And I know that it's... I mean, look, I do think that the wind had a lot to do with that. I mean, I don't think that the game ever got any rhythm because teams couldn't complete things. Another thing you didn't mention about what sucks about this team, right? These penalties are starting to kill this team. Every time they did start to get something going in yesterday's game, they'd have some sort of penalty that would kill a drive or kill their field position.
Yes. By the way, going into yesterday, they were 30th in the league in total penalties and 29th in the league for yards.
Oh, hey, wait,
I mean, like they had the most or the fewest?
The worst. They were at the end of the
Reed
league.
Deserves a lot of the blame. Bob Sutton and Matt Nagy. So, like, on a day, so if we buy into the theory, it's too windy. They can't be throwing. Then why does Kareem Hunt have four carries at halftime?
Right.
No, I
know a couple of guys called back, but why?
Yeah, I mean, it's
why.
Look, there's all kinds of blame to go around. And I look, I understand your point because, I mean, look, you and I and Chidio were texting back and forth all game, and you were saying your piece, and Jeff was, you know, saying, well, Alex Smith isn't the problem. And you said, well, he sure as hell not the answer.
Right. And I just stayed out of it.
My point is there's never a problem usually. There's a whole bunch of problems. There's never one person that gets all the credit or all the blame. When Alex Smith was playing, like you said, MVP the first five games, that wasn't all because of Alex Smith. A lot of it was because the skill position players all around him were playing tremendously, and he was getting the ball to them, and they were making him look great. So flip side, this isn't all his fault. But I also, on your standpoint, understand your point, which is that he's not the answer. For all the problems that they have, he's proven that he's not the answer. And I get that, and that's why I was for drafting Patrick Mahomes. I do believe no matter what happens this year, they should go to Patrick Mahomes next year.
So you're not in this group that still think Alex Smith should be the quarterback for two or three seasons?
No, and I never have.
There's a group out there.
Yeah, that, no, like even when the team was 5-0, I've held strong to this stance the entire time, which is this season's over, you trade Alex Smith. And I would say that people seem to think of this as a prediction that they were going to win the Super Bowl, but I said this last night because somebody said, oh, they win five games and you're going to change your tune. No, I'm not. Because if they win the Super Bowl, I'm not going to change my tune. If they win the Super Bowl and Alex Smith plays great, I still think they should trade him. Because I think that you should maximize what you have in him. And I do believe they will get something in the trade market for him in the offseason. Because as frustrating as he is to us, if you look around the league at some of the just brutal quarterback play that's out there, there will be a team that wants a reliable quarterback that we're tired of. There will be that. And I do think this team, you mentioned they gave up a lot to get Patrick Mahomes. They've given up draft picks to acquire other players who are not doing much for them this year. They need draft picks, and if they can take a commodity like that, save a bunch of money against the cap, and pick up some draft picks in the offseason, I think they're putting themselves in a position to hand the keys to Patrick Mahomes with more talent around him, which will be good for him as a young quarterback. So, but look, if the team keeps losing games, my opinion is this. If they stay in the running to be a playoff team, I think it's hard to bench your quarterback in that circumstance, especially to sell that to your locker room and your team. If they start losing games...
Well, they are losing. I mean, they lost four or five.
Well, yeah, I guess what I'm saying is if they start finding themselves like creeping below 500, which is, I think, at least a legitimate possibility at this point, the way they're playing, I'm all for it. You know,
hey, look, the Chiefs still gave up 2 second-round picks for him after he got benched.
That's true. That's true.
And San Francisco went to the Super Bowl after benching him.
That's true.
The younger quarterback, even though he was performing very well.
I don't think this team is going to the Super Bowl
No.
with anyone at quarterback personally, but those are all fair points.
But if and again, I don't know. We all want Patrick Mahomes to be good. If you're a Chiefs fan and you don't want him to be good, I don't know what the hell's wrong with you. Then
you're rooting for your guy instead
you're
of
not,
team. You're
not really a Chiefs fan.
But what if he is that good? Because the what they gave up for him suggests that he is. Gave up. They moved up. They gave up next year's first-round pick, too, right? And we all believe that Andy Reid is a terrific quarterback evaluator. Do we agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. And so if he's that good and we see how some elite quarterbacks step right in and just make everyone better and just take the team to another level, that happens in football because that's what we've wanted to happen for 40 years. If that's the case... I mean, don't you want to start to get him some playing time? Don't you want to find out? And maybe it does happen. Maybe he does make him better down the stretch. And if he doesn't, at the very worst, you're getting him prepared for next year when he does take over. And I get your argument. So I don't think it's cut and dried. I don't think there's a 100% right answer either way. But I think it should at least be discussed. We should at least talk about it and consider it. Especially like if you said... They lose another game that they shouldn't lose. Mm-hmm. It should be on the table because you can't bench the offensive line. There is no other offensive line. You can't bench any receivers because there are no more receivers. You can't bench the tight end. You can't make any what change can you make? What can you do? What position has a real option that you've invested heavily in? What is it? You can't put any. They've used every corner from here to eternity, right? I mean, they've used them all.
Will we never see Terrence Mitchell again? What did he do?
Right, but I mean, we've seen them all, right? Yeah. We've exhausted the depth chart at corner to realize that none of them are good, except for Marcus Peters, really. And Terrence Mitchell, and then he's MIA. There's no safeties out there. Why would we play that guy? Are there any linebackers or defensive linemen or pass rushers? You're waiting to see, like, man, give this guy a chance. He could be elite, right? There's only one position to have that discussion about. And so when a team that has Super Bowl aspirations has lost 4 out of 5 and you feel like it's right on the road to nowhere, you at least have to discuss making the change that you can make. You can't bench a head coach. I mean, you could fire coordinators in the middle of the season. We've seen that. Saw that at Mizzou. I mean, that can happen. And so that's why that you at least have to discuss it, because that's the only real change you could make that could possibly turn the team around and turn the season around. That's why it's important to at least discuss it and have it on the table. That's all. Yes? Is that too crazy?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's crazy.
But I'm crazy. I really am.
Like a fox.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. This offense has some real concerns to me. I think one of the things we're seeing right now is that you can't make a living in the NFL by tricking people like as your bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything in this offense is like based on tricking people. And after a while, everything's on film and everybody knows what's coming and everybody's ready for all the trick stuff. Sometimes you got to line up and be able to beat people, and the Chiefs don't seem to be able to do that. You know, they can't line up and run the ball right at people. They can't, I don't know.
But everything we've always said about a franchise quarterback can cover up flaws.
Sure, sure.
You know, if you've got a guy that has an arm strong enough where you have to worry about the wind.
I think that's a fair point, too, and that's it is a concern I've had about their lack of ability to run the ball is, when you get into the cold weather months, when you get into the bad weather months, I mean, Alex Smith does not have that powerful arm that can cut through the wind. I thought we saw it. Look, Eli Manning threw some horrible passes. Even the one that went to win the game was just kind of floating up in the air forever, and any decent corner in God's green earth, you know, breaks it up.
They took a shot.
But they took a shot, and it worked.
He didn't check down on third down.
But I do agree that a guy with a better arm can perform better in those conditions.
And who in the hell was playing wide receiver for the Giants? Who were any of those people? Right?
Right.
And so the argument, well, you know, Alex Smith doesn't, I mean, what else? You've invested all this in the offensive line. I mean, you've done all these things, and now he's got enough. Who the hell were these skill position players for the Giants yesterday?
Roger Lewis.
Who were these people?
You know, Roger Lewis.
Oh, Raj.
Right? I mean, what were
Tavares King, you know.
Orleans Darkwa.
Travis Rudolph.
That's, you know, you know, and that's who they lost to. That's who drove down the field finally in overtime because they took some shots. Because, hey, it's overtime. Clock's running down. The Giants, they're the team that should have been happy to take a tie.
Well, I guess you can make the argument they got nothing to lose. I mean, their season's going nowhere. They got nothing to lose. But, I mean, that seems to be part of what the Chiefs have done, too, though, is they've played less aggressively than they did earlier in the year. You know, they've gotten more conservative.
I feel like
whether that's Alex Smith or Andy Reid or both.
But in overtime, you know, faced with the possibility of a tie against the Giants or losing against the Giants, and you're, you know, let's err on the side of caution here in overtime. Let's not take any chances on third down, punt it, and play some defense. No, it's overtime. And how much time was left when they punted?
6 minutes.
I mean, it's there was a real chance you weren't getting the ball back. Guess what? You didn't. You didn't. And then you lost. You played not to lose, and you lost.
I'm kind of with Chidea that maybe the Chiefs need to go hurry up offense more often. That seems to be one of the only times that they have much success these days. They're not lining up under center running the ball.
But think about also the defense that's being played when you're in the hurry up offense, when you're in the 2-minute drill. You're playing against prevent defense most of the time. So, yeah. I mean, that because you're right. When they play hurry up, they have success. But that's also, they wait until the last 2 minutes to go into that.
And then here we are trying to figure out another gimmick, you know. Another, yeah. You know? Let's see if we can, instead of just lining up and beating somebody. Because another thing that we talked about with Jeff, and I'm sure he's fine with us repeating this, is there a less physical team right now in the NFL?
And at the line of scrimmage? I mean, those are some of the fundamental problems that I just feel like this team, regardless of quarterback, those are big problems.
Right. Big
those
problems.
Big problems.
That suggest they're not a Super Bowl contender.
Mm-hmm.
And so why not get ready and start developing the guy who could make you a Super Bowl contender? Why are we just running in place here? I think it's an important discussion to have, although it's not going to be had at Arrowhead because Alex Smith will be the quarterback as long as he's healthy to the end of the year. And they can still get a playoff win, but then the wall is the divisional round. Does anyone feel good about them getting over that wall?
No.
It's because it's Pittsburgh or New England. Pick your poison. It's one of them, right? It's got to be unless there's a catastrophic injury to one of those quarterbacks. That's what you got.
I suppose it could be a scenario where the Jags beat up on Pittsburgh again, and you take on the Jags.
Would you like to see this offense against the Jags defense at this point?
That would be a bad matchup for the Chiefs,
right?
And that running game against the Chiefs run defense.
No, nope. We will take a break. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WH. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810. WHB. We haven't heard from Jake yet. I'd like to hear from him.
Nope. I got nothing.
No. Too bad. Talk.
I'm not as angry as you are, but...
Good. Well, it's over now. I let it go.
Okay.
I let it go. It dissipated.
Bye.
Look, I've accepted it. And I guess that's why I'm okay with it. I mean, I've just accepted this.
Yeah, I'm to that point now.
Like, because I was that angry all of last year. And then I have to shut up because he came out and the offense looked great the first five games. So I have to shut up. But I...
And then defense has made adjustments.
Right, absolutely. And maybe that's on the coaching staff for not adjusting to the adjustments. I don't know, but I do know that this is who Alex Smith is. So how can I mean, this is what he is.
And they know it, too, because that's why they gave out 2 first-round picks. Let's quit dancing around that. They knew it, too, and I'm quite sure they were surprised with the way he played the first 5 games because everyone was. Everybody was, and it happened, and it's great, and it's awesome. But if they really thought he was the guy, then they would have spent that first-round pick on another weapon or another pass rusher or a cover corner.
And here's another thought that I had yesterday. Look, this is obviously the last 4 games, 5 games. We saw a change from the first 5 games to the last 5 games in Alex Smith, right? And all the offense, right? He got comfortable in the first 5 games. Early in the season, he probably wasn't comfortable with Patrick Mahomes sitting behind him. He got comfortable, and then he went back to his old style, checking down.
And it's not just him. Andy Reid deserves an unbelievable amount of blame because the last few games, they have not been prepared. They have been out-coached. And that's even the more shocking thing because even coming out of bye weeks, right?
Yeah.
Right? We've been getting this, well, look out for Andy Reid coming out of a bye week. What happened in this bye week? What the hell? What was the game? What? Who? Where? How?
No.
What was that? That looked like they had like 45 minutes to prepare for the game.
No,
just 2 weeks.
And they brought it up last week. We didn't think we'd say this, but how much does this offense miss Conley and Wilson? How much do those? Alex Smith obviously had some trust in those guys that he doesn't have in these other guys because he's checking down, and it seems like the ball's either going to Kelce or Hill every time. You know. So maybe he was comfortable with those guys.
I wish it would go to Kelce and Hill every time, and I wish the opportunity to throw to the backup tight ends was eliminated off the face of the earth because there's an obsession there.
I do think the team's missing Albert Wilson and Conley.
Sure.
Because clearly You know, Alex Smith had a comfort level with those guys that was willing to throw the football to them in especially in important third down situations. We've talked about that last week. I know it sounds like I'm just piling excuses on top of Alex Smith. It's hard for me to believe that a guy who's trying to get to the Super Bowl would just change the way, just, oh, well, I'm good now. Oh, we're playing great, so I'm just going to not try to throw the ball down the field or anything anymore. I mean, look, he tried to throw the ball down the field, and one of the worst passes he threw all day, and it was a horrible interception that could well have cost him the game.
He also drilled the ball into the ground in front of two wide-open receivers.
Yeah,
he also threw a bad pass that should have been intercepted, but he was bailed out by a pass interference call. Should have never thrown that pass. So there were bad plays all over.
You can even go back to the fact that maybe this team even misses Jeremy Maclin, that they screwed up that deal, too. I mean, that's another option.
Well, that's one of the reasons Dorsey's gone.
Right.
Let me tell you that.
Absolutely.
That's one of the reasons Dorsey's gone.
And now we're he's not having a great year in Baltimore, but he's somewhat productive.
Well, they could have used him right now.
Absolutely. He's got 31 catches.
Considering all the injuries they have.
Of course they could have used him right now.
So,
and again, look, feel free to put some pressure on the quarterback.
Right.
It ain't happening, bro.
Feel free.
It ain't happening.
But they still held 12 points.
I still feel bad saying that because at the end of the day, the Giants scored 9 points
in regulation. Yeah.
And their defense is a defense that just gave up 82 points. They just gave up 31 to San Francisco and C.J. Beathard.
Mm-hmm.
And so please explain this to me. Explain that to me. If I'd have told you yesterday at 11:30 a.m., the Chiefs defense is going to give up 9 points in this game, did you think there was any way possible the Chiefs would lose that game?
No.
No way. Zero. No way. And they did. Think about that for a minute. The Giants gave up 82 points to the Rams and the 49ers the two previous games. And they only needed 9 points in regulation and all of the overtime to put up 12. And that was enough to beat the Chiefs. Unbelievable. Back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I have a good friend of mine. Hello, Brian. Texting me about the offensive line. Who could they replace on the offensive line moving forward? Morse isn't going anywhere. LDT is not going anywhere. Schwartz isn't going anywhere. Fisher's not going anywhere. They can upgrade at guard. All those other guys are draft picks of free agents they brought in. Paid a lot of money to or invested a top draft pick in.
And re-extended.
Yeah. So the big fix there is replacing one guard spot. There it is. They've already picked their guys. They've picked their team. They've picked their line. Jake Patters has picked his line. And he's not going to cross it. Are you? You might.
Nope.
Let's take a break and think about it. Back after this on WHB. Thank you for watching us on 38 The Spot. The show continues on Sports Radio 810 WHB.